10 minutes to the top of the hour. This one's interesting. This is for all the ladies out there, actually. 100 Women Who Care of Greater St. John. This is the latest chapter of what is a national group, and they have a goal to bring together 100 women, at least 100 women, maybe more, for four 60-minute meetings a year. We're going to find out what would happen at these meetings and how they help give back to the local community. Debbie Rathwell, co-founder of 100 Women Who Care of Greater St. John, joins us on the phone. Debbie, good morning. Good to have you on the program. Thanks for doing this.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me, Tyler.
Give us an idea about where this exists elsewhere in Canada. This is a new chapter. This is something new for our region.
Yes, this is a brand new chapter. We are launching on Tuesday, June the 4th, on the coattails of Halifax that launched back in March. And we are the fifth organization in Canada. And it's my understanding there's 47 in the U.S. That's where it began back in 2006. And we're hoping that this takes off across the country because only good things can happen.
You want to get together a whole bunch of women, and you're hoping to get at least 100. What you meet four times a year, but there's another part of this, too, where you're going to try to make some donations. How much are you asking for from each member, and how does this work?
So the commitment is 4 one-hour meetings a year. It's in a calendar year. So it's 4 one-hour meetings with a donation of $100 at each meeting. So that's a commitment of 4 hours and $400 a year.
And this is going to lead, you know, do the simple math, about $10,000 that you can raise from asking for this. What's it going towards?
Well, let me first clarify that $10,000 because I am proud to say that right now we are at 153 women. At $100 each, we stand to make a sizable contribution this coming Tuesday night at our first inaugural meeting. So 153 women times $100, we're looking, we could be making a contribution of around $15,000.
Yeah, $15,300. And are you going to stop there at 153? What if more people hear this and they want to get involved?
We welcome as many members as would like to get involved. We're not stopping. We knew at the beginning that it was 100-plus women who care. We're at 153, and we welcome more.
Now, you're going to take all this money, and how are you going to use it?
Well, what we're going to do, here's the process. So during the meeting that happens on Tuesday night next week, the registered members had the opportunity to nominate a charity of their choice when they were registering for the meeting. In advance, we draw randomly 3 charities. We then contact those 3 charities. They have to be local. We contact those charities and invite them to come into the meeting and do a really grassroots 5-minute presentation to the group. No fancy PowerPoints, just tell us about your organization and how your organization could benefit from these funds. Immediately following the presentations, the members vote, and the charity with the most votes wins the money. But here's where the magic happens, Tyler. As soon as that charity is announced, the members right there on the spot write their $100 checks to that charity, and then the charity is responsible to send the tax donation receipts to the members. In 1 hour, it's a fait accompli. It's just going to be fabulous.
Yeah, it gets so much done in an hour. It puts a lot of pressure, too, on those who might want to try to qualify for this. But we should stress, you're an organization. This isn't like a fundraiser, although you are doing some fundraising in a way. But what else do you talk about in these quarterly meetings?
Nothing. This is it. It's all about it's efficient, effective, and immediate results. We are in there to do business, and that business is to listen to 3 local charities present their case on why they should be the recipients of the money, and we vote, and we leave. It's done.
You wish that charitable works of goodwill were that simple, but they not always are.
I know, and you know, it's just such a great way for busy women to give back to their community with just a little commitment of time, but making such a huge and positive impact on the lives of our neighbors. It's all about its immediacy, right? And we see the results. And I really, you know, I think there's going to be such great satisfaction at the meeting in witnessing as a group how each of our $100 contributions grows to a minimum of, well, in our case, on Tuesday night, it could be $15,000 in less than an hour.
Now, is your membership in the future, now that this is so new, congratulations on the amount of people interested already, but should you get more, is there any cap on the amount of people that you can talk to do this?
We aren't putting a cap on this. We feel that the charities in our communities of Greater St. John deserve everything that we can give them, and the more women that want to get involved, the more powerful our organization can be.
Now, give out any information to anybody who wants to get involved. You know, why limit your possibilities? You're right, go for more. How do they get a hold of you and get in touch so they can come to their first meeting, what, Tuesday, June 4th?
Yeah, so the first thing that they can do is they can visit our website at www.100womengsj.com. All of the information is on there. They do need to sign a commitment form or complete a commitment form, which commits them to their 4 hours and $400 a year. That's and again, it's a calendar year. Now, we do, because the meeting is taking place next Tuesday, and we need to give the charities some advance notice to prepare their presentations. We do have a cutoff of midnight tonight for anybody that wants to nominate a charity. But if someone wants to join the membership but doesn't want to necessarily nominate a charity for this first meeting, then they can sign up at any time in advance of the meeting. But if they want to, I would urge them today to sign up and nominate that charity before tonight.
Yeah, and you can still have that chance if you can get in before midnight tonight, but you can still register between now and the event Tuesday, June 4th. Where is it, real fast?
It's at Lily Lake Pavilion, 5:30 to 6:30, next Tuesday night, June the 4th.
Debbie, this is a great idea. I hope you do well, and congrats in advance to the charity that gets to take some of this home. Thanks so much for this.
So, well, thank you for the opportunity to talk about it. We're so excited, and I know I've got 153 women that are over the moon and can't wait until Tuesday, and I suspect that we may have a little more than that after talking to you today.
Debbie Rathwell, co-founder of 100 Women Who Care for Greater St. John. Thanks so much, Debbie, joining us. And also that website, once again, 100womengsj.com. If you get in that today, you can still also nominate a charity of your choice. We'll take a break. Business up next, then your news. Stay with us.